Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to Fans and the Pros. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. We're getting ready to talk to Frank Selfa here in a couple of minutes, but we wanted to get Tony on the phone. Tony's been waiting amazingly patiently to get to talk to us here. Tony, welcome to the show. We do have Frank Selfa coming up, but make your point and ask your question. Welcome.
Hey, Mike and Deuce. Good to talk to y'all. Hey, a long-time listener, even a longer who dat, you know, over 50 years. And like I said, I appreciate just hearing y'all talk about the game and y'all's the way y'all look at it. But I just had a question about Kenny Stills. What do y'all see going on with Kenny? I mean, what I see last night tipping balls up like that, I mean, he got his hands on it. I thought, man, that's a catchable ball. I thought he quit on a lot of routes. And, he obviously one of the earlier callers said he didn't see him in the game. I've seen him in the game plenty. You know, maybe he'd catch the ball. He'd get the ball more often. I don't know what's going on with him. I wanted to see what y'all had to say about that. I also wanted to say something about Granderson. You know, he talked about him not making that tackle on that long touchdown run. It seemed like, you know, now I'm watching it at home, it seemed like to me it was a little bit more of a block in the back there than that blind side that we got called on, and a little bit of pull, a little bit of grab on him. So I know it was a wide receiver blocking him, but nevertheless, it looked like that was a call that should have been made. And then I would – one last thing. Earlier caller said something about getting rid of Sean. There ain't no way, brother. I mean, that's somebody we definitely need to have around, right? I mean, we all, like Deuce brought up a little while ago, we know about the years 15 years ago and how things work. And obviously, I definitely like to see him stick around. But that's really my question.
Well, I appreciate it, Tony. Thanks for holding. And, you know, I'll let Deuce step in here. He's got more answer than I do. I can tell you that.
Well, I think when you talk about Kenny Stills, Kenny knows he has to play better. He's got to be able to go out there and produce, but I don't think Kenny is alone in that situation. I mean, you've got to be able to make plays when the play is there to be made, and so he'll tell you that. You know, I think that he knows that, and on the Granderson block, he was being blocked by Amari Cooper. It was a crackback block, and, you know, you can always say, hey, look, receiver versus defensive end, you have an opportunity to call holding. They didn't call it. Granderson just has to be able to try to get in the way or at least let your teammates be able to make that play in that situation.
Again, Tony, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, and thanks for holding, and thanks for being a Houdat. 50 years strong, keep it going. We're going to flip the table just a little bit again and talk a little college football. FCS playoffs tomorrow continue in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Southeastern takes on the James Madison Dukes, and let me just get some of these particulars out of the way. Yes, I went to James Madison. Yes, that was a long time ago, and we're getting ready to talk to Frank Selfa, who's the head coach of Southeastern. And as I tweeted earlier, Frank, and you'll appreciate this, just your kids aren't old enough, but my heart belongs to James Madison, but my money goes to Southeastern.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate that. You know, I've talked to a lot of media people this week, and they've been on your tail a whole bunch, just so you know that.
I heard Bobby and them. I know.
Yeah, some of your friends in the media aren't so friendly with you right now. So it'll be great. It'll be a great matchup tomorrow.
Let me tell you, I'm calling him. Maybe everybody is, and I'm just late to the table. The Cole Bowl. I mean, these two quarterbacks, Cole Kelly and Cole Johnson, numerically speaking, statistically speaking, astronomical.
Really ridiculous numbers, isn't it? When you look at what both of these guys have done, I think when you look at obviously our Cole Kelly has just been on fire since he got the starting job in the spring, going through seven games and then, you know, going through this season. I just his growth and where he's going right now is just such on an upward trend. And then, you know, the guy from James Madison, man, is really his decision making with the football is just I don't know. He's got two interceptions this year, both of them off of tip balls. He gets the balls in the right guy's hands, and he just everything runs through him. So it's going to be a great matchup. Those two guys, and they'll be on the field together. But I wouldn't turn the channel or go to the bathroom, man, unless that was a commercial break.
Coach, how you doing?
Deuce, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
I'm sick, Deuce, about the game last night, too. Just so y'all know, I'm a Who Dat guy, and I'm sick about the game last night.
I already know it, Coach. It's frustrating. But I wanted to ask you what this road has been like for you and the guys as you kind of, you know, go through the playoffs and, you know, you get to this point. What has that been like for you guys?
Well, it's a roller coaster ride in this deal. And, you know, you played FBS ball, and I coached it for a long time. When you get to the end of the season and you get a bowl game and you go play in the bowl and then it's over. And you know it's going to be over. So it's kind of, you know, anticlimactic. Well, when you get to the playoffs, we got there in 2019, it was, hey, you know what? We win this thing, man. We get to keep playing. And, you know, so we were able to win the first one and we lost the second one. And here we are this year. We win the first one and let's go compete again. So there's no finality to this thing until the scoreboard hits zero to know that you're going to play next week or you're done this week. So it's a, you know, I love it. I think it's a heck of a system that they got in place at FCS. And I think FBS should be able to see this and the amount of money these guys are going to make to expand the fields and get some more schools in. I'm a big advocate for it.
I want to be fair because we talked about both of the quarterbacks, and I didn't really kind of, you know, talk about their numbers. So Cole Kelly has thrown 42 touchdowns and Cole Johnson 32 touchdowns. So that's 74 touchdowns between them. They've thrown for more than 7,600 yards and only 9 picks between them. So again, I just wanted to be fair and kind of to get that out there because that their numbers have just been so crazy. Believe me, I've been there. So Bridgeforth Stadium tomorrow, December, be back crowd about 23,000, but you got 57 degrees. It's natural turf. I mean, it's artificial turf. So, I mean, that's pretty good. That's about the best you can ask for tomorrow.
Well, that's beautiful weather. You know, I mean, we didn't know what to expect when we got up here. We're here now. We landed, got off the plane and spectacular, you know, the countryside flying in. It's just beautiful. And so the weather's going to be nice tomorrow. Listen, there's no excuse except for the 11 guys on the field as to how things are going to get done tomorrow. It's not the weather. It's not a road game because we've played a bunch of those this year. And it has nothing to do with anything except the 11 people with the execution taking place on the field on both sides of the football that's going to determine this game.
What do you see? Because both offenses have been such powerhouses. Now, James Madison played. You guys played a huge win over Florida A&M last week. They had a bye. They've not played since November 20th. So that's a pretty good break for a college football team. What they got a great kicker, Ethan Radke. You don't want this to come down to a field goal. But what is going to be the difference, do you think, in this game? Because both offenses are so strong.
You know, Mike, I think it's a line of scrimmage, both sides of the ball. You know, you never know how things are going to go during the course of a game on the back end. There's going to be a lot of one-on-one matchups in the pass game on both sides. But the ability to protect and affect the quarterback on both sides of the ball is where I think it's going to come down to. I think James Madison's the best defensive team that we played all year long. They're number one in the country in so many categories. And our offense is number one in the country in so many categories. And their offense is explosive. Our defense is starting to play better. And I think everything's going to be determined on the line of scrimmage. I know the, you know, penalties and turnovers and third down conversions and red zone, all those things always factor, and we know that. But I think the physicality up front on both sides of the football is what's going to determine this game.
Well, you're in the Shenandoah Valley, my friend. It is a beautiful place. This is what I asked for. When we talked before, I said January 8th in Frisco.
Too soon.
I didn't say second round. I wanted January 8th in Frisco. That would have been. That's what. So, I mean, I. You know,
you did. Yes, you did. You said that. That's right.
So best of luck to you. You know, it's been a heck of a season. Very few really – you have to have lived down here and lived through hurricanes and been through that to understand kind of what you've been through. 6-2 in conference play and both losses were 3 points. You've done a phenomenal job, and you're such a great spirit and fun to talk to. Best of luck tomorrow. Just enjoy the heck out of it, right? Enjoy it, and it's going to be a great game. I'll be watching, and a lot of people down here will be as well. And we're you know, best team win, and I'm going to win no matter what because I'm rooting for both schools.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. And I talked to Bobby. He's going to be watching to see what you're wearing and making sure that you got the right stuff on, or at least you're neutral. That's what he's hoping. But, no, I appreciate you guys. We have been through a lot, but, look, we're in the playoffs now, and that's what we asked for. That's why we want you to come to Southeastern. That's why we want you to play here, to be in these situations at this time of the year. We don't want to be sitting home. We don't want to be recruiting. We want to be in the middle of this thing, and that's where we are. There's 16 teams left, and we're one of them, and we're excited about tomorrow's matchup.
Well, you're right about that, and I do agree. 16 teams, you play till it's over. That's the way it should be. No decision-making. You just play till you got one team left, and that team's the champ.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So it's pretty cool. So we're looking forward to it, man.
Well, good luck to you, and I know Deuce wishes you the best as well because he don't like James Madison. I'm just teasing. Have a good game tomorrow. We appreciate
good luck,
your time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate y'all.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.